A teacher and a student are dead after a shooting this afternoon at Sparks Middle School just east of Reno, Nevada. Two other students were seriously injured. Here's a mother of an unharmed student speaking to the Reno Gazette-Journal as she hugged her daughter.
I just was in a panic until we got here, and we had to wait a long time to be able to see or know if she was okay. And when I found out she was okay, she's my life.
Will Stone is a reporter with public radio station KUNR in Reno. Will, this has just been devastating there today.
Yeah, it's been just everyone's been confused, and a lot of parents are still trying to, some are still trying to reunite with their children, actually.
Oh, boy. Well, you just came back from another press conference. There have been a couple. What more do we know? Are they releasing the name of the teacher or the student or what happened, or telling us what happened?
So they're not releasing the name, the specific name of the teacher, but we do know that there were two students who are in the hospital now, and that the suspected shooter was also a student and then also a teacher is dead.
Yeah, well, and the Reno Gazette-Journal is quoting a student, a 13-year-old, saying that he watched as his teacher approached a student with a gun and tried to get him to put it down, and then that teacher was shot. So there are obviously people in town who know who's involved. There are also reports that the teacher was a popular math teacher.
Yeah, yes, and those aren't confirmed by law enforcement yet, but that sounds likely. And there were about 25 to 30 witnesses, who they're just starting to interview now. So likely a lot more will be learned within even the next couple hours.
Well, they're also not saying what happened to the shooter. Earlier reports, very early, 7:40 this morning your time, there were reports from the police that the shooter had been neutralized. Do we know by whom?
So we know it wasn't a member of law enforcement, because law enforcement say they did not fire any shots. And there are a lot of reports that say the shooter turned the gun on himself. So that seems to be maybe the most plausible explanation right now, although we can't confirm it.
Yeah. So this all started about 7:15 this morning, your time. What happened?
Well, there was a flood of phone calls to 911 just around 7:15, 7:16, and just a bunch of agencies responded quite quickly. They're not able to tell us exactly how everything played out, but one of the police officers did say that in his estimation he would call this teacher a hero, although they couldn't give us many details yet about where it happened, although it ended outside the school.
Yeah, a hero indeed, if the eyewitness accounts of his going up after shots were already fired to try to tell a student to stop. And how did this message get out to parents just briefly today? Well, was there an alert system?
The school has an automated phone, system that it sends out to parents. So it gave them some initial reports that there was a shooting and that the students were being evacuated. But like I said, there was a little bit of confusion about where the students should be taken. So I think parents are just trying to make sure they have their kids right now.
Yeah. Will Stone on the shooting this morning at Sparks Middle School in Sparks, just outside Reno, Nevada. Will is with KUNR in Reno. Thank you.
Thanks, Robin.